A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Bill prefers football match to any other sport program. 1. Bill prefers football match to any other sport program.
2. Li Tiang won first prize in the high jump at the school sports meeting. 2. Li Tiang won first prize in the high jump at the school sports meeting.
3. After school, Wei Wei spends much time going over the school notes. 3. After school, Wei Wei spends much time going over the school notes.
4. My friend, Hua Hua, likes to play with a hula hoop. 4. My friend, Hua Hua, likes to play with a hula hoop.
5. Mr. Smith keeps checking his watch while waiting for his friend. 5. Mr. Smith keeps checking his watch while waiting for his friend.
6. Mr. Smith often goes fishing with his friends on weekends. 6. Mr. Smith often goes fishing with his friends on weekends. B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1. Shall we go and see Mr. Brown this evening, Kate?
All right, let's go there by bike.
I haven't got a bike. I think we'd better go by bus.
Okay, let's take a number 3 bus.
Question: how will they go to see Mr. Brown? 1. Shall we go and see Mr. Brown this evening, Kate?
All right, let's go there by bike.
I haven't got a bike. I think we'd better go by bus.
Okay, let's take a number 3 bus.
Question: how will they go to see Mr. Brown?
2. Alex, don't leave your toy cars on the floor in the office.
Sorry, Rob and I were driving it earlier. I'll put it away.
It's okay, Alex. But if you play with it in the office, wait until after work.
Question: what does the woman mean?
2. Alex, don't leave your toy cars on the floor in the office.
Sorry, Rob and I were driving it earlier. I'll put it away.
It's okay, Alex. But if you play with it in the office, wait until after work.
Question: what does the woman mean?
3. You are going to Suzhou again, Tom? This is your third visit this year.
Yes, I'm going to a school reunion this time. Besides, I can visit my grandparents. I usually visit them once a half year.
Question: how often does Tom usually go to see his grandparents? 3. You are going to Suzhou again, Tom? This is your third visit this year.
Yes, I'm going to a school reunion this time. Besides, I can visit my grandparents. I usually visit them once a half year.
Question: how often does Tom usually go to see his grandparents? 4. Can I help you?
I'd like 5 25-cent stamps, please.
Here you are. Anything else?
A Christmas card, please.
Okay, that's $1.75 altogether, please.
Question: how much is the Christmas card?
4. Can I help you?
I'd like 5 25-cent stamps, please.
Here you are. Anything else?
A Christmas card, please.
Okay, that's $1.75 altogether, please.
Question: how much is the Christmas card?
5. Here's your check.
Thank you. Is the tip included?
No, it isn't. I hope you enjoy your meal.
Question: where are the two speakers?
5. Here's your check.
Thank you. Is the tip included?
No, it isn't. I hope you enjoy your meal.
Question: where are the two speakers? 6. I saw Bob today. He invited us to dinner tomorrow evening.
That's nice, but I really don't know him, and besides, I have so much work to do.
Question. What does the woman mean? 6. I saw Bob today. He invited us to dinner tomorrow evening.
That's nice, but I really don't know him, and besides, I have so much work to do.
Question. What does the woman mean? 7. I'm going to visit Japan during holidays. What about you?
I can't decide now. Perhaps I'm going to Australia and New Zealand. My husband will have a meeting in Thailand and he asked me to go with him.
Question. Which country is the man going to visit? 7. I'm going to visit Japan during holidays. What about you?
I can't decide now. Perhaps I'm going to Australia and New Zealand. My husband will have a meeting in Thailand and he asked me to go with him.
Question. Which country is the man going to visit? 8. Has John returned from London yet? I'd like to see him.
Yes, but he flew to Beijing for a business meeting this morning. Maybe he'll stay there for 2 days and then fly to New York for a 1 week visit. I think he'll be home after that.
Question. What will John probably do in New York? 8. Has John returned from London yet? I'd like to see him.
Yes, but he flew to Beijing for a business meeting this morning. Maybe he'll stay there for 2 days and then fly to New York for a 1 week visit. I think he'll be home after that.
Question. What will John probably do in New York?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Rachel Newby, 24, and Liam Culbertson, 26, are an Australian couple. They have come up with different ways of making it through the year without any money in order to live in an environment-friendly way. Rachel and Liam built themselves a new home on a friend's field. The house is made of wood and recycled materials. They moved into the house in January. They say that this year has been quite difficult. They shower under cold rainwater collected on the roof and share toilets with others. And because they have no washing machine, they wash their clothes in the river. We enjoy the feeling of being able to choose what we do, said Rachel. We don't have to worry about rent, plane tickets, or other expenses. In fact, all of our time is free time, because we decide how we spend it ourselves. Even though they don't have jobs, Rachel and Liam don't have lots of free time to waste. They grow their own food and also help out local farmers in exchange for fresh vegetables and fruits. They have 5 ducks that provide them with fresh eggs, but sometimes they have to find bread and vegetables from the rubbish bins. Although life is not easy, they seem quite happy with their lifestyles, and they get along really well with their neighbours too. We may be tired of all the work, but we're enjoying ourselves now, they said.
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Rachel Newby, 24, and Liam Culbertson, 26, are an Australian couple. They have come up with different ways of making it through the year without any money in order to live in an environment-friendly way. Rachel and Liam built themselves a new home on a friend's field. The house is made of wood and recycled materials. They moved into the house in January. They say that this year has been quite difficult. They shower under cold rainwater collected on the roof and share toilets with others. And because they have no washing machine, they wash their clothes in the river. We enjoy the feeling of being able to choose what we do, said Rachel. We don't have to worry about rent, plane tickets, or other expenses. In fact, all of our time is free time, because we decide how we spend it ourselves. Even though they don't have jobs, Rachel and Liam don't have lots of free time to waste. They grow their own food and also help out local farmers in exchange for fresh vegetables and fruits. They have 5 ducks that provide them with fresh eggs, but sometimes they have to find bread and vegetables from the rubbish bins. Although life is not easy, they seem quite happy with their lifestyles, and they get along really well with their neighbours too. We may be tired of all the work, but we're enjoying ourselves now, they said.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. Usually a superhero will not appear at your window, so these sick children got quite a shock when some superheroes began climbing up the walls of their hospital. For a little while, they forgot they were in the hospital. The stunt was performed by some policemen after Linda, a cancer survivor, gave the advice. A nurse named Hallie Wastel posted the idea on the internet. Many people thought the advice was really good. They wanted to make it become true. Dressed as Captain America, Robin, Batman, and Spider-Man, some kind policemen took turns to climb the building. Some hung upside down as they waved to the children. But the heroes didn't stop there. They posed for pictures with the children and signed autographs inside. Ms. Wastel said, "I am so thankful to the hospital, the policemen, and so many warm-hearted people that make this happen. It truly shows that today is all about kids. Although these kids are sick, they are very brave." The spokesman of the hospital said, "Both children and our staff were excited to see the superheroes through the windows of the hospital. I think the policemen may get much fun seeing the smiles and excitement on the children's faces." D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. Usually a superhero will not appear at your window, so these sick children got quite a shock when some superheroes began climbing up the walls of their hospital. For a little while, they forgot they were in the hospital. The stunt was performed by some policemen after Linda, a cancer survivor, gave the advice. A nurse named Hallie Wastel posted the idea on the internet. Many people thought the advice was really good. They wanted to make it become true. Dressed as Captain America, Robin, Batman, and Spider-Man, some kind policemen took turns to climb the building. Some hung upside down as they waved to the children. But the heroes didn't stop there. They posed for pictures with the children and signed autographs inside. Ms. Wastel said, "I am so thankful to the hospital, the policemen, and so many warm-hearted people that make this happen. It truly shows that today is all about kids. Although these kids are sick, they are very brave." The spokesman of the hospital said, "Both children and our staff were excited to see the superheroes through the windows of the hospital. I think the policemen may get much fun seeing the smiles and excitement on the children's faces."